It has become commonplace for people not to reach their health and fitness goals. It's become so commonplace that when New Year's comes around, people are very excited about reaching their health and fitness goals, and then maybe a month later, they fall off the wagon. But some aren't even disappointed because it's commonplace. It happens year after year. But it does not have to be that way. You can reach your health and fitness goals. You just have to take a different approach. The approach needs to be different. And you can get different results when you change your approach. One of the problems that people run into of why they don't reach their health and fitness goals is because their goal is not big enough. When your goal is not big enough, you don't have the necessary motivation to do it. The self-motivation is what I'm talking about. For example, let's say you want to lose 5 pounds. That's not a big enough goal to stick with anything, losing 5 pounds. Losing a couple inches off your waist, that's not a big enough goal to cause you to put the fork down when your favorite food is in front of you. That's not in agreement with your strategic nutrition plan that's meant to support you reaching your goal. You'll just say, hey, next meal, I'll do what I'm supposed to do. But that meal that's in front of you at the given time, you'll go ahead and eat it because the goal is just not big enough. You can put it to the side. It does not inspire you. You have to have a goal that inspires you. For instance, myself, I set a goal to where I desire to be better than what I ever have been before in my life. And I set goals for specific metrics of my body. For example, my waist, my body fat, my strength, heart rate, resting heart rate, blood pressure. The list goes on. To make a long story short, my objective is to be better than what I ever have been before in my life. I have specifics for that. But the foundation is to be better than what I ever have been before in my whole life. And at different portions of my life, I've been at a relatively higher level. So I'm seeking to be better than that. That inspires me. It inspires me to overcome the obstacles that come my way. And understand, the obstacles are going to come. So you have to have such a self-motivation that when those obstacles show up, you're going to do what's necessary anyway, in spite of that obstacle. When obstacles come my way, I'm gonna fight and I'm gonna win. I'm not gonna allow myself to be denied because I'm inspired. I have self-motivation because the goals I'm going after concerning my health and fitness are big, they're gigantic, and I'm fueled to overcome the obstacles. I'm fueled, and that's what you have to have. You have to have that fuel that's necessary to overcome the adversity that will come, which it always does. So I need you to sit down and really think about what you want to accomplish. And I want you to stretch your mind. I want you to stretch your mind in such a way that you think about some things that really even frighten you, that scare you, that make you naturally just want to shy back. But I don't want you to shy back. I want you to make that a goal. I really want you to set a goal that hurts, so to speak. I want you to set a goal that really is going to make you feel uneasy. Okay? If you, first of all, let's say you are 45, 50, as an example, and you say to yourself, well, I'm 45, 50, so since I'm 45 or 50, let me just say you're 50. I'm 50. And because I'm 50, I couldn't possibly get back to the weight I was when I was 30. So I'm going to settle with just trying to lose maybe 10 pounds. Even though you know you need to lose 70. You need to lose 70 pounds, but because you're 50, you say you're only going to lose 10. Okay? I need you to set a goal to lose 70. Not 10, 70. Set a goal to lose 70. Okay? If your waistline, you need to lose, let's say, 10 inches off your waist. You say, oh, I'll settle for 2 inches. I need you to set your goal to lose 10 inches. That's just an example. Whatever age you are, you could be 30, you could be 25, whatever your age. I use 50. You could be older. Whatever it may be. I need you to go for the biggest goal you can think of. The most outrageous goal. That's what I need you to write down that you want to accomplish. Because part of the problem of why so many people are not reaching their goals is because the goals are too small. So the goals are going to have to be elevated. So I need you to go through in detail and set many goals concerning a variety of areas. Your weight, your body fat, your waistline goal, okay? Your hips, quads, your thighs, your glutes, your buttock area, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, blood sugar. Go down the list. Go down the list. All right? And I want you to set goals for all of you. You may have a goal to say, I want to get off my medications. I want to do so well to get off my medications. If that's your goal, then put it down. Whatever it may be. Make it big. Make it outrageous. Make it a goal that maybe someone told you you could not accomplish because of your age. You could not accomplish because of where you currently are in your current condition. Whatever that is. You may have a certain disease, a certain sickness or disease. Set a goal to overcome it. Set a goal to alleviate it or to overcome it. Make it a big goal. That is going to drive you. That's going to drive you. So I want you to do that now. I want you to sit down. I named off a few things. Those aren't the only things that you can set your goals for. Those can be some things that got you started. But set other goals. It may be that you want to fit into a certain dress size. You want to fit into a certain size pants or suit. It can be a number of things. But I want you to really think about it. I want you to really think about it. And I want you to set many goals. Okay? Not just one. Not just two, three, four. Set as many as possible. So you'll be able to measure a variety of things as you go through the process of reaching higher heights in your health and fitness. So you go ahead and do that now. And don't hold back how big you make those goals.